First of all, just to set the scene, you're responsible for things that happen at bases and camps and posts, but not in aircraft and on ships and that kind of thing.
That's right. I oversee all of our military installations. We have 500 installations at 5,000 sites around the world. These are permanent installations as opposed to forward operating bases, and all of the related environmental and energy issues. The energy issues are huge for us. We have 300,000 buildings on those installations.
Wow.
2.2 billion square feet of space, which is three times as much as Walmart, 10 times as much as the General Services Administration.
And some of these buildings of DOD bases are quite old, too, aren't they?
Yes, a lot of them are old. I sit on the Advisory Council on Historic Preservation because we have a lot of old buildings. And the old ones don't consume any more energy than the new ones, but collectively we use a lot of energy.
So. It's a big tab.
Yes.
So give us an idea of the range of activities you're doing, because we've heard about gas reclamation and recycling and caulking windows. Give us an idea of everything DOD is doing at those bases.
Well, let me I'll put it in three buckets. The principal thing we are doing is trying to reduce our demand for energy through conservation and energy efficiency. Secretary Chu of the Department of Energy says energy efficiency is not just the low-hanging fruit, it's the fruit laying on the ground. That is so true, and we're trying to reap that fruit by making new buildings that we construct LEED silver, highly energy efficient. But we don't build that many new buildings. So the real key is to retrofit our existing buildings, doing deep retrofits with all of the new roofs and double-pane windows. And to do that, we are trying to harness the fairly large budget that we have for repair and maintenance, but only a small portion of it can realistically go for energy. So that's the single biggest thing we're doing, reducing demand. Second, we're trying to expand the supply of renewable energy and energy that's distributed sources of energy on our installations. And we're doing an awful lot in the way of renewable energy. We have a lot of bases that are located in the Southwest and are well suited to solar. The Air Force on Friday christened two wind turbines up at the Massachusetts Military Reservation. Everywhere you look, military services are being very aggressive in trying to get renewable energy in place on our installations. So that's the second thing. And then the third is to, in more direct ways, address the energy security of our installations, the vulnerability to disruption of the grid. We carry on direct support for the warfighter, so if the grid were to go down for any length of time, we'd need to keep critical missions going. We, of course, have backup generators, but they're expensive to operate and they pollute. So we are trying to address energy security on our installations largely through things like microgrid technology. We're really at the cutting edge of that. That's a self-contained grid. Typically, it has a source of renewable energy and some electricity storage.
So a perfect world is you have all new windows and roofs,
yep.
And you have a solar array out
yes.
somewhere in the desert in the field, and that's connected to a microgrid that belongs solely to that base.
That's nirvana. Yes,
that's nirvana.
That's
is that
nirvana.
Happening anywhere? Can you?
Yeah. No, we're still at at the early stage on this, but we're making a lot of progress. And let me mention one other thing, because it's my highest priority. There's a lot of fabulous new technology out there to make buildings more energy efficient that isn't being commercialized, because it's very risky to be the first user of that new technology. We, with 300,000 buildings, it's in our interest to take risk and to try to help this technology get over that commercialization hurdle. It's sometimes called the Valley of Death. It's a very deep valley in the energy area.
So what are some of those technologies?
Systems that allow you to continually optimize the energy performance of your building. Buildings are optimized. It's called commissioning when they're built, and then they degrade over time. This is a system that allows you to, through computer monitoring and sensors, to continually, in real time, optimize the performance of your building. Solar arrays that are integrated into the roof of the building. systems that allow landfills to generate electricity at a point when the typical old, very old landfill would no longer be able to generate electricity. I mean, those are the kinds of things that we're testing, using our installations as a test bed in the way that the military has been an early customer for new technology for 200 years.
We're speaking with Dorothy Robine. She's Deputy Undersecretary of Defense for Installations and Environment. And there's also a readiness connection to all of this, too. Explain how that works.
Well, we as I said, we're supporting the warfighter in more direct ways than historically was the case. Traditionally, we used our bases to train and deploy warfighters. Now we provide direct support to the warfighter. We fly unmanned aerial vehicles, long-range bombers from our installations. We analyze battlefield data in real time on our installations. So that's why it's really important for us to be able to continue to operate if there were a substantial disruption to the grid, which experts say is possible.
Now, at a given base or installation, who's in charge of making sure all this change happens?
Well, there is a commander at a base, and the commanders are pretty entrepreneurial in trying to make their bases more energy efficient. And then my counterparts in each of the military services are, for each of them, this energy is their highest priority. So the services are just doing phenomenal work out in the field getting their installations.
Now, has DOD set up any particular contract vehicles that are directly related to this type of work so that there's an easy way for commanders to say, here's where we can get this thing or this service?
I don't think it's easy, but we're relying heavily on third-party financing, on private financing, particularly for renewables, renewable energy. And we do have some There are a variety of mechanisms. We, unlike any other federal agency, have the authority to enter into contracts for up to 30 years for the production of power that we then purchase for our use. And that's allowing us to enter into some larger energy projects that will pay back over a longer period of time.
So how does it work with private financing for a federal project or DOD project? What's the mechanism?
We provide the land, and in exchange, they build the solar farm or the wind farm on our land, and then there is an arrangement. Typically, we get a discount on our utility bill. For example, at Nellis Air Force Base in Nevada, 14-megawatt solar array, that's enough to power a quarter of the base. It was all done through private financing. The base did not shell out a penny, and they save $1 million a year on their utility bill.
So by providing the land, you lower the cost of the whole project to the private entity, but yet they share most of the risk, it sounds like.
Yes. That's right.
So that sounds like a pretty good deal.
It's a terrific deal.